Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the gospel option that I chose today is one from the Gospel of St. John. The other option also, well, no, the other option is from the Gospel of St. Luke, which we actually heard the Sunday before last, so the 16th Sunday, in which we heard the famous episode in which Martha and Mary chose two different ways to honor Christ. And Martha was given a gentle correction and a lesson from our Lord when she was told that her sister had chosen the better part. Today's gospel, the one that I chose for this Mass, occurs before that episode and at the moment of just before our Lord raises Lazarus from the dead. And in this story, in this episode from the life of Christ, Martha professes her faith in Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, the one who is coming into the world. And it's significant to notice that this happens before the other famous story of her life, from her life when she was so anxious about serving Jesus, her Lord, that she got caught up in that anxiety and for a moment lost sight of the central need, the central purpose, and that's when our Lord corrected her. She was obviously a woman of deep faith and great love for Jesus. But she, even then, was capable of losing her focus. Nonetheless, she was a great friend of Jesus Christ. The only thing really in that moment that wavered, probably, was her state of conscious awareness of what our Lord wanted from her. He said, only one thing is needed. Had she been a little more recollected, she would have noticed, like Mary, the condition of our Lord's mood at that time. He was just gathering his strength to go to the cross. And so the kind of comfort and service he needed and wanted was that Mary gave him, total attention, just quiet, being together. He didn't resent Martha's slightly misplaced and rather frenetic concern to prepare a meal for him, but it could have been better. And she was gracious. And another positive thing we can say about Martha, even in that moment, was the sincerity of her communication with God and the goodness of her heart. She wasn't harboring resentment and rancor. If she was, she wouldn't have said anything. She would have just been there fuming and then exploded at Mary at some point later down the road. But no, she didn't do that. She went to the Lord with her frustration to seek help. And in that sincerity of heart and that humility and that confidence with which she approached Jesus, even at that moment when she was a little off center herself, out of that act of confidence and prayer, we could say, her communication with Jesus, we have the great lesson then of the primacy of prayer and the need for that awareness of the presence of God and that highest charity to really seek his will and what he desired. Martha, at that moment, wanted to serve him, but she was a little more focused on her preconceived notion of how that should be, rather than putting aside her preconception and really focusing on Jesus and discerning what he wanted. And Christ, being God, knew how to turn even that moment to advantage, not only for Martha, but for all of us, by giving us the lesson. So, brothers and sisters, this presence of God that these episodes from the life of Martha teach us should encourage us to continue to strive to develop that habitual awareness of the presence of God, that we are in the presence of God, and to turn to him at every moment, elevating our heart and our mind to him. And as in all our needs, we can look to Mary for help. She who, for every instant of her being, from the moment of conception, was always perfectly united to God, never for a moment distracted or more focused on her own will, but rather constantly and single-mindedly focusing on what God wanted and striving with all her being to do it. And that takes the great humility that we see in all the saints. We ask, through the intercession of Martha, with the all-powerful intercession of Mary, our Blessed Mother, not Martha's sister, but the Mother of our Lord, for the grace of this virtue of being constantly united with God and aware of his presence and seeking his will. Praise be Jesus and Mary.